News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
United States Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has lauded the government for the important progress made in combating lottery scamming. Mr. Tillerson says he appreciates the country's close cooperation with U.S. authorities to extradite suspected lottery scammers to America and also welcomes the establishment of a bilateral lottery scam task force.
It is in both of our countries' interests to work together to investigate crimes, share intelligence, conduct asset seizures where legally and appropriate to do so, and bolster existing anti-corruption and anti-gang programs.
The U.S. Secretary of State was addressing a joint press conference at the office of the Prime Minister last week, following bilateral talks with Prime Minister Andrew Holness. Mr. Tillerson, who was on a one-day working visit to Jamaica, also commended the government's commitment to tackle narcotics trafficking and transnational criminal organizations, adding that there are many opportunities to enhance cooperation between Jamaica and the U.S. in this area. Stopover arrivals increased by 6.7% for the first 28 days of this year, compared with the same period last year. This according to provisional data from the Tourism Ministry. Portfolio Minister Edmund Bartlett says for the period January 1 to 28, Jamaica recorded 172,380 stopover arrivals.
And interestingly, the period during the state of emergency, we had an average of 7.6% growth during that period. Now, this is not to say, of course, that there wasn't skittishness. This is not to say that there isn't concern. What this is to say, however, is that the strength of the destination and the fact that people have known that Jamaica is a safe and secure destination have bled over into a positive response to their vacation.
Minister Bartlett was speaking in an interview with GIS News. Two primary schools are set to receive $10 million in grant funding from the Japanese government for infrastructure improvement projects. Buff Bay Primary in Portland is to get $8 million to purchase a bus, while Iris Jelly Primary School in Kingston will receive $2 million towards the installation of a water harvesting and sanitation solution.
And increasingly, we have seen where the provision of dedicated school bus service is making a difference in the attendance and punctuality of students. So this is most welcome. I believe so far we have about 7,900 who are beneficiaries of this new government initiative, and born out of the fact that we are not pleased that we have a national average of 20% of our students who are regularly absent from our schools.
Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Will Reed. The funds are being provided under the Japanese government's Grant Assistance for Grassroots Human Security Project. And another 35,000 street lamps are to be installed this year under the Smart Light Emitting Diode LED Street Light Program. The initiative is being implemented by the government in partnership with Jamaica Public Service JPS and aims to reduce the country's energy costs and increase the use of renewable energy sources. Energy Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says some 37,000 LED street lamps have been installed by the JPS across 9 parishes since the rollout of the program last year.
We're using more energy efficient street lights to reduce the cost. And so while we move towards using more renewable, more cleaner energy sources, we have to ensure that at the same time we conserve. So it's a holistic approach that we are taking as relates to offsetting our energy bill and at the same time preserving the environment.
The Smart LED Streetlight Program will target 110,000 streetlights across Jamaica over the next 3 years. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James-Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old apply for special early retirement and reap the benefits, including 2 weeks' salary for every year you've worked up to a maximum of 1 year's salary and payment for vacation leave not taken. Speak with your HR department, call 778-5581 or see the press for details. The government's special early retirement program application deadline is February 16, so apply today.